Move Forward in Faith and Unity, November 2. Therefore, if there is any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and mercy, fulfill my joy by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind, NKJV. I well remember how, when we were living in the Carroll House, in Tacoma Park, Maryland, near the water tower, the young men working on the school land would meet together in a large room in this house at 5:30 every morning for family worship. As we worshiped God together, we knew that the Holy Spirit was among us. We sought the Lord with the whole heart, and He came very near to us. We presented the promise, "Ask, and it shall be given unto you, seek, and ye shall find, knock, and it shall be opened unto you." Is not this assurance strong enough? We took this promise with us into the place of prayer, asking the Lord to lead and direct in the work to be done here. If there are any of you who have weak faith, remember that it is because you do not work on the affirmative side. It is of no use for us to think that we can carry forward the glorious work of God without strong, unfaltering faith. The world is fast becoming as it was in the days of Noah. Satan is working with intensity of effort, knowing that he has but a short time. Wickedness prevails to an appalling extent. God's people are but a handful, compared with the ungodly, and we can gain success only as we cooperate with the heavenly angels, who will go before all who press forward to do that which God has said should be done. When I think of all that God has done for us, I say, "Praise God, from whom all blessings flow." As the work is opened up in the various places, may we ever remember that we are to draw on even cords. Those who have educated themselves to stand on the negative side should without delay repent and be converted. Remember that when you stand on the negative side, accusing and condemning, you make room for the agencies of the power of darkness. Precious time has to be spent in waging war against these agencies, because there were those who refused to stand on the affirmative side. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory. Satan is behind all strife and vainglory. Let us get out of his company, and stand with those who say, "Victory is for us, and we will cling to the arm of infinite power."